Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we finished verse 9. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new message today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you have your Bible ready. We're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. I have titled this portion, The Family of God. Well, I trust that you'll call others and ask them to listen to this message over the next few days. Get your pastor to listen in. I want to be an encouragement to your pastor as well as to the churches throughout the world. And this is one of the ways that we can do it, through the study and the teaching of the Word of God. Now, also, let me encourage you once again. We ask you each day to write us or to email us. Either way, we want to hear from you and just to find out if this ministry is having a blessing in your heart and life. It means much to us when you write and you let us know that you listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We don't take anything for granted. We've started checking on some of the areas where we don't hear from very often, and we have found that in some of those areas that we have a good listening audience, they just do not write. And the problem with that is that if we don't know people are listening, then we have a tendency to want to drop that area and go to another area. Please understand, we don't ask for money on the Lamp and Light broadcast. However, we like to know that our spending is fruitful. We're very careful with the Lord's money. And although we don't ask you to send us money, we do pay particular attention to the areas where we're broadcasting. If we're going to put out the money for it, then we also want to be sure that people are listening. And so we're not asking you to send us money. We're just asking you to write us and let us know that you're listening. If you have a Bible question, we will answer your Bible question either through email or through the written mail. And so let me encourage you to write us and let us know that you're listening. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, if you are ever in the Ocala, Florida area, I trust that you will look up Central Baptist Church and come and visit with us. You'll hear old-fashioned music and old-fashioned preaching using the good old King James Bible. And you will find that we speak the Word of God as it is to men, as they are, preaching and speaking the truth in love. Well, if you have your Bibles, I trust you have a good King James Bible ready. I trust you'll also have pencil and paper, and you'll take good notes and follow along as we go through this study. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 through 12, we read, "Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." In verse 11 of our text, the Apostle Paul, led of the Holy Spirit, tells them, "As a father doth his children." In verse 7, he referred to himself as a nursing mother. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, he rebukes the church at Corinth because they have not many fathers, although they have many who wanted to be instructors. Now, I point all of that out to say that God likens the local church to a family because he ordained it. And that is the love that he wanted within the local church. He wanted it to have a family love. Now, I know that in some families, that's not a good thing. But we know by the Word of God that God wants a good family love. And that's what he wants within the local church. He wanted that local church family not to just be a family. He wanted it to be a family with his character. God gave the Great Commission. In the three verses of our text, we see that commission is carried out. We see the building of the family of God. Now, my friend, are you building a family of God within your local church? You can, and God wants you to, but it must be God's way. He is the head of this family. Now, the first thing I want you to see is the family's example. As parents, this mission team, now it's not just Paul, you've got Timothy involved, there's Silas, and there are others that are involved with this. And so it's a mission team, it's not just one man. And so there as parents, the mission team as parents sets the example for the church family at Thessalonica. Verse 10 is what our daily testimony should show. Ye are witnesses and God also, he says. God has ordained for man to look on the outward appearance. He lets us know we aren't to judge the motives of a person, but we are to judge the fruits. Matter of fact, God gave us the command to fruit inspect in Matthew chapter 7. In verses 13 through 20, he says, you shall know them by their fruits. For an example, if a man is preaching that a good God would not send anybody to hell, then you know that that man is not of God. You know that man is not of the Lord. That's not judging his heart. That's judging just by the words of his mouth. And you're looking at the fruit and you're saying, no, that man is not of God. He is a deceiver and a false prophet, because he has gone against the Word of God. So man only looks at the outward appearance, and God's ordained that, and we do fruit inspect. However, God looketh on the heart. If I tell a lie, you can say that Brother Andy is a liar. However, if I say I love you folks, you can sit back and say, well, Brother Andy doesn't love people. He doesn't have love in his preaching. He just doesn't love. Well, you can't see my heart. And so then you're judging because you don't know my motives. Verse 5, and now verse 10 lets us know our life is being witnessed. The book of Hebrews says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. God destroyed the world in Noah's day because he saw that the thoughts of their hearts were only evil, continually so, and he destroyed them. God looketh at the heart. Be mindful then, since man looks at the outward appearance and God looks at the heart, that your acts, your deeds, your words, your motives are always in the clear sight of God. Romans 14:12 says, then every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. Now, we find here in our text that they, the church, are witnesses as well, this church at Thessalonica. And that's interesting. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, we find that the pastor will give an account of how people responded to the preaching, and he'll give an account for his preaching, as James chapter 3 shows us. Now, my friend, what that means is this. If the pastor preached an exhortation sermon or a sermon against sin, and that thing was needed in your life, and you heard it, but you ignored it, the pastor will give an account with grief, but that'll be bad for you. If you responded to it, then that pastor will give an account with joy. The pastor must be sure that he preaches the Word of God. Going to the altar in church and shedding a few tears can be a good thing. But doing that and also having someone pray with and for you at the altar does not automatically make you a dedicated Christian. Now, that's a good start. But it's only the start. It's not the goal. It's a right place to start is at the altar. But dedication is seen in the life that follows that visit to the altar. What does your boss see at work? Does he see someone who is lazy, dishonest, not trustworthy? Does your neighbor see a good neighbor? You see, these are things that man can judge by the outward appearance. If those things aren't right, your heart is not right. A good dedicated life begins at home. What we see at church is what the children should see at home. If you have the testimony, whether you're a mother or a father, if you have the testimony of a bad temper, you watch sensual TV, and you're inconsistent at home in your testimony, that means you may be religious, but you're not really dedicated, consecrated unto God. God have mercy on us today who name the name of Christ, but we do not live above reproach. Not setting an example before the family, nor the workplace, nor anywhere else our daily world takes us. My friend, we cannot be sinless in this life, but we can be without blame. Now, notice three things are stated about how this mission team behaved or conducted their daily lives before the church there at Thessalonica. As a matter of fact, what they're laying out here is how we are to be an example to one another. He says, ye are witnesses, ye the local church, and God also, before the eyes of God, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. Now, let's look at those words. Holily. The word holy here is a different Greek word than the normal word translated holy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.